Hey everyone, this is Pistol Pete Atkinson with the Weekly Sports Roundup. Pocahontas County Schools. The Warriors boys varsity baseball team cruised to a big win against Bath County on Monday, April 22nd in Hot Springs, Virginia, winning 19-2. Luke Gaynor went 4-for-4 with 2 runs scored and 5 RBI for Pocahontas. Warren Burns and Chris Williams both had 3 hits, and Logan Keatley belted 2 doubles and drove in 5 runs. Wyatt Hendrick got the win for the Warriors, allowing 1 run over 3.2 innings. Nathan Hunt and A.J. St. Clair slashed 2 hits each for the Chargers, while Jake Bogus, Cooper Lowry, Owen Perdue, and Branson Gordon all had 1 hit. Bogus, Remington Gordon, Lowry, and Hunt all pitched for Bath County, with Bogus taking the loss. Bath County dropped the record to 0-3 in the Pioneer District, 1-6 overall. The Bath County Chargers JV softball team had 17 hits and taken down the Lady Warriors 20-12 in Dunmore, West Virginia on Monday, April 22nd. Bailey Gardzinski and Chloe Forbes both had 3 hits, scored 2 runs, and drove in 3 for Bath County. Kiana Williamson also had 3 hits, while Trinity Forbes, Kaylee Hazelwood, Embry Hazelwood, and Alyssa Ingram had 2 each. Trinity Forbes and Kaylee Hazelwood both had 3 RBI. Bath County Schools. The boys and girls varsity track and field team participated in a meet at Stanton High School on Wednesday, April 17th. Chargers' Natalie White won the 1,600-meter run for Bath County with a time of 5:55.17. Abby Phillips was the lone competitor in the 100-meter hurdles, coming in with a time of 21:66. Lacey Ryder placed 3rd in the 200-meter dash with a 31.26 and 6th in the 100-meter dash with a 14.78. White placed 4th in the 800-meter run with a 2:48.92. Matt Harold placed 7th for the guys in the 800-meter run with a 3:19.62. The girls' team finished 3rd in the 4-team event. The boys' varsity and JV baseball teams traveled to Elliston, Virginia to face Eastern Montgomery in a district matchup on Thursday, April 18th, losing 13-8. A.J. St. Clair went 3-for-3 for Bath County, with Jake Bogus, Owen Perdue, and Nathan Hunt getting 2 hits apiece. Bogus scored 2 runs and drove in 2. Isaac Ingram had 2 RBI, and both Hunt and Grayson Walton scored twice. Bogus took the loss for Bath in relief of Ingram, who was the starter. Remington Gordon recorded the final 2 outs in the 6th inning. Together, the 3 struck out 4 batters, walked 8, and gave up 9 hits. The JV team defeated Eastern Montgomery 11-1. Dylan Hicklin struck out 11 and earned his 2nd win of the season. He gave up just 2 hits, walked 6, and hit 2 batters. Gunnar Whidden had 3 hits and 3 RBI for Bath County, and Miguel Rosado, Matthew Spence, Braden Rexrode, and Jeffrey Hamilton all had 2 hits. Rosado and Spence scored 3 times each, and Hicklin scored twice and had 2 RBI. The boys' varsity team faced Craig County on Friday, April 19th at home, losing 11-7. Cam Lowry and Ryan Ratcliffe had 2 hits each for the Chargers, and both Ratcliffe and Walton scored 2 runs apiece. Lowry, Hunt, and Gordon all pitched for the Chargers, combining to strike out 6 and walk 6. Hunt was saddled with the loss. The girls' varsity tennis team hit the road to face Buffalo Gap on Thursday, April 18th, losing 6-3. Bath County winners were Brooke Hess at number 3 singles, Sophie Ostack at number 6 singles, and Ostack and Adriana Miller at number 3 doubles. The girls then faced Bland County at home on Monday, April 22nd, in a match winning 7-2 to even the record at 1-1. Abby Phillips, Brooke Hess, Alyssa DePop, and Sophie Ostack all had singles wins for the Bath, with Ostack teaming up with Miller in doubles, along with Sadie Alphen and Phillips, and Hess and DePop to sweep the doubles for the Chargers. The boys' varsity soccer team hosted Eastern Montgomery in a match on Thursday, April 18th, losing 6-0. Bath County goalkeeper Frankie DeBow had 7 saves. On Friday, April 19th, Bath faced Craig County in Newcastle, Virginia, winning 12-0, moving the record to 1-2 in the Pioneer District, 3-5 overall. Andrew Turner, Luke Turner, and Braden Mabe all scored hat tricks for the Chargers. Andrew Turner led the Chargers with 5 goals and 3 assists. Luke Turner scored 3 goals and 1 assist, and Mabe scored 3 goals and 2 assists. Miguel Malpica added a goal, and Carter Hooker had an assist for the Chargers. The girls' varsity soccer team faced Auburn in a home match on Friday, April 19th, losing 8-0. On Tuesday, April 23rd, the girls faced Miller School of Albemarle near Charlottesville, losing 6-0, dropping the record to 1-7-1. Bath goalkeeper Zoe Jenkins stopped 16 shots against Miller School. The girls' JV soccer team met James River in a match played in Springwood on Thursday, April 18th, losing 5-1 in their first match of the season. Brianna Moore scored the lone goal for the Chargers. Goalkeeper Jada Jenkins had 6 saves. Island County Schools. The boys' varsity baseball team hosted Richwood in a game on Thursday, April 18th, winning 10-2, moving the record to 2-2 in the Pioneer District, 5-4 overall. Rams' John Wagner and Zach Armstrong combined for 13 strikeouts. Wagner started the game and went 6.1 innings, scattering 7 hits, allowing 2 runs, striking out 11, and walking 2. Armstrong struck out 2 batters. Wyatt Clevenger and Zach Wright had 2 hits each and 2 RBI apiece. Armstrong had 2 hits and an RBI, and Evan Kimball hit a solo home run to lead off the bottom of the 6th inning. Wagner and Tristan Carpenter had 1 hit each, as the Rams collected 9 hits overall. The Rams stole 11 bases, with 3 each coming from Wagner and Armstrong, and 2 from Eli Moore. The girls' JV softball team hosted Richwood in a game on Friday, April 19th, losing 18-2, dropping the record to 5-1 in the Pioneer District, 6-3 overall. Addison Lockridge and Anna Moyers had 2 hits each for the Rams, while Peyton Neal and Christina Neal had 1 hit each. Lockridge and Moyers scored 1 run each. Sarah Liller had 6 strikeouts on the mound for the Rams. The boys and girls varsity track team participated in an 8-team Lumberjack Invitational in Richwood, West Virginia, Tuesday, April 23rd. The boys scored 36.33 points, placing 4th, and the girls scored 17 points. For the Rams, Jasmine Douglas placed 2nd in the 100 meters with a 14:10 time, 4th in the 200 meters with a 30:20 time. Zelia Good placed 5th in the 400 meters with a 1:16.82 time. Colleen Adams tied for 4th in the high jump with a 4-foot-2-inch jump. Anna Moyers placed 3rd in the long jump with a 13-foot-11-inch leap. Eli Moore placed 3rd in the 400 meters with a 56:82 time. And John Wagner placed 3rd in the shot put with a 35-foot-8.5-inch toss. The girls, Douglas, Good, Adams, and Moyers, placed 2nd in the 4x100-meter relay. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of the Recorder, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit the story on AMR's website. This has been Pistol Pete Ackerson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.